Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome again to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. With me, the Reverend Alec Noble, your local presenter and minister of the nearest church to this studio, Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to another half hour of music and chat. And on this occasion, we're thinking about St Andrew's Day. What else this week? So how do you feel about St Andrew's Day? Does it make you stick your chest out and feel proud to be Scottish? Is it worth a special public holiday? What's it all about? And who is this St Andrew guy anyway? I know this is radio, so you can't see me right now, but use your imagination a little and get into the Scottish mood for St Andrew's Day. I'm sitting here wearing a natty little St Andrew's flag waistcoat. I'm wrapped in the flag, you might say. It's a blue waistcoat with a white St Andrew cross around my back and a set of white buttons down the front. Well, what else would a real Scotsman be wearing for St Andrew's Day? A pair of trousers and a vest might help, I hear you cry. No, not trousers. Make it a kilt. Just a kilt? Nothing else? Let's not go there. Anyway, to put us in the mood for St Andrew's Day, here's a little Scottish number. Caledonia by Frankie Miller.
I don't know if you can see changes that have come over me. These last few days I've been afraid that I might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home.
If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
I have moved and I've kept on moving, proved the points that I needed. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have tried and I've kept on trying, stolen dreams, there's no denying. I've traveled hard, my conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about Caledonia, you called me, and now I'm going home.
And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
My way is clear, and I know what I must do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, then I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, and that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home.
And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
So how proud are you to be Scottish? Should we be celebrating our Scottishness more? What's your image of Scotland? Robert Burns prayed that God would give us the gift to see ourselves as others see us. The answer to that prayer could be quite an eye-opener. I remember going on a preaching tour of Brazil. I jumped about the country, shifting from one town to another every 5 days, preaching and teaching. I usually started by asking the local Brazilians what they knew about Scotland. And every time I conducted the wee survey, they always gave the same three answers. When they thought of Scotland, what came into their minds were, in reverse order, third, kilts, second, castles, and the winner is whisky. They thought every Scots person lived in a castle, dressed in a kilt, guzzling whisky. That was our image abroad. Boy, the truth hurts, doesn't it? And of course, we're all brought up on a staple diet of haggis and neeps, which give us the strength to toss telephone poles and enough puff to skirl our bagpipes. Speaking of our national drink, there was a best man at a wedding. A real Scotsman he was, fully dressed in his kilt and all the trimmings. He was drinking our national drink, although I'm not quite sure whether it was whisky or iron brew. But anyway, as he stood there imbibing, a fly came darting along, and whether by accident or design, it made a kamikaze dive right into his glass. Scottish flies are not daft. They can do 40 miles to the gallon of whisky, 50 if it's iron brew. Anyway, the Scotsman watched with consternation the fly diving into his drink, and quickly he dipped his fingers in and hauled the reluctant fly out, and he held it up to the light, and he said to it, "Spit it out, spit it out." Maybe that's why they say of real Scotsmen, there's nae flies on him. Well, enough of this rubbish. Let's have some more real Scottish music. This is Wild Mountain Time by the Silencers.
And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time rolls around the purple heather. Will you go?
I say go,
and we'll all go together to park wild. Clear crystal fountain, I and on it I will find all the flowers of the mountain.
Ooh, I say go,
and we'll all go together to part.
I see you.
So who is this man Andrew, after whom St Andrew's Day is named? No, he wasn't a Scotsman. Mind you, there is a legend that his bones were buried in Scotland. That's nearly good enough to qualify him to play for the Scotland football team, is it no? Tradition has it that Andrew was crucified on a cross shaped like a St Andrew cross, i.e. a multiplication sign, because he was preaching about Jesus. The Scottish flag has a St Andrew cross on it. Why is that? We're not quite sure whether it is a legend or historically true, but it sounds good anyway. In the 9th century, 1200 years ago now, there was a battle between the Saxons and the Picts, a sort of home international, if you like. The Saxons were led by King Athelstane and the Picts by King Hungus. The battle took place at what is now the East Lothian village of Athelstaneford. The Picts were greatly inspired to a famous victory when they looked up at a perfectly blue summer sky which had a unique cloud formation. The cloud seemed to make the shape of a St Andrew cross. They took that as a good omen, and the white cross shape on a blue background became the Scottish flag colours. All that may or may not be true, but what is true, beyond dispute, is the fact that the Andrew in question is Andrew, the first century Galilean fisherman, who was one of Jesus' 12 disciples. He was the brother of Simon Peter. It is thought that Andrew was the very first of the 12 disciples. Today, many of our sons are called Andrew, which means strong and manly, a real man. By the way, special greetings to all you Andrews out there tonight. Today, 2,000 years later, Andrew is the patron saint of three countries: Scotland, Greece, and Russia. Remember that for the next pub quiz. More than that, Andrew is also the patron saint of all missionaries, but more of that after our next song. This is Spirit of God, to the tune The Sky Boat Song, sung live in the studio by Saltcote's very own singer-songwriter, Patricia Noble. Thanks for coming in, Patricia, and take it away.
Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove, teach us the truth and help us believe, show us the Saviour's love. You spoke to us long, long ago, gave us the written word. We read it still, needing the truth. Through it God's voice is heard. Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe. Show us the Saviour's love. Without your help, we fail you, Lord. We cannot live your way. We need your power, we need your strength, following Christ each day. Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe. Show us the Saviour's love.
Thanks very much, Patricia. Andrew is the patron saint of all missionaries because there are only three Bible references to him, all in the Gospel of John, chapters 1, 6 and 12, and on each of the three occasions he is introducing someone to Jesus. In the first one, Andrew was a follower of John the Baptist until Jesus came along. Then he followed him. The first thing Andrew did after he met with Jesus was to run home and tell his brother Simon all about this encounter. "Simon, Simon, I've just met the most wonderful person in the world." "Oh, yes. What's her name?" "No, no, it's a man." "Oh, yes." "No, nothing like that. He's the most wonderful person I've ever met. He's different. He's perfect. He's the Messiah, the Christ, the Saviour of the world. He's more than human. He's divine." "God Almighty?" "Yes, yes, I'm not joking. Come and see for yourself." When Simon met Jesus, they hit it off right away. Jesus gave Simon the nickname Peter, meaning the rock. Peter became the unofficial leader of the disciple band. Andrew became known as Simon Peter's brother. Jesus had his inner ring of three disciples, Peter, James and John. You'll notice no mention of Andrew. Yet the four of them worked together on their fishing boats. They were two sets of brothers. In other words, Peter eclipsed his brother. Have you ever experienced the pain of introducing someone to another, only to find that they get on so well that you are left behind in the shade? Manly Andrew took that on the chin. He didn't mind. He was that rare breed of people upon whom society depends, the type who are content to be number two. He was just glad that Peter and Jesus got on so well. He was glad to have been the matchmaker between them. Real missionaries are delighted when they can introduce their loved ones to Jesus. So here's another song by Patricia. It's "Will You Come and Follow Me?" It's written by a Scotsman, the Reverend John Bell, but now it's sung by a Scots woman. Take it away, Patricia.
Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you love the you you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me? Will your summons echoes true when you but call my name? Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Andrew was always introducing people to Jesus. He introduced his brother Simon Peter to him. He also introduced some Greek visitors to Jesus. And when Jesus was preaching to a crowd of over 5,000 people outdoors, and they stopped for lunch to discover there was none, it was Andrew who brought the little boy who had a picnic lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish and introduced him to Jesus. Jesus then did a miracle with it, feeding the multitude. And there were even 12 baskets full of the leftovers. You see why Andrew is the patron saint of Scotland and of missionaries. He kept introducing people to Jesus. We in Scotland have been blessed by Ninian and Columba bringing Christianity to this country. We have had family members, teachers, ministers, friends who have introduced us to Jesus. Well, go thou and do likewise. Go and introduce someone you love and care about to Jesus. So I hope you have a lovely St. Andrew's time, and let's make it a date to meet up again same time next week here on 3TFM. To finish then, I'd like to leave you with the music of Auld Lang Syne, What Else? And the words by Michael Bourne, but sung by Patricia. I'd just like to thank you, Patricia, for coming into the studio tonight. This is We Worship God in Harmony.
Spirit makes us all. Jesus.